Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code on the account?
Okay, Brianna, I'm having a problem before we get started. I'm having a very serious problem. They have went in my account, and the pills arrived yesterday. They did not get my permission to send me any pills. I'm still taking the pills that I already have. They went in and took $187 out of my account without my permission. I told them before they sent me any pills, please call me and get my approval. They did not get my approval. They just went on and did what they wanted to do. So I need somebody to send me a label so I can send these pills back and for them to put the money back in my account. That's what I'm calling about. I'm getting the phone hung up in my face. They're saying that y'all are closed. I'm getting all kinds of stuff. They want to sell me everything. I don't want what they're selling me. They know that we're in a recession. We're living in our last days. Things are very tight. So how about you go in my account? They went in there last Friday and took that kind of money out of that. And that's my house note money. You don't go in people's account and take money out of that. You don't know what that money in that account is for. Am I right or wrong?
Okay. Well, ma'am, if they took some money out, however, we'll try to work with you. I do need some additional information, okay?
I'll give it to you, baby.
Could you provide me your zip code?
77075.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
It's Carolyn Morris Bates.
For security purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Could you verify the shipping address?
10234 QUIET VALLEY Lane, Houston, Texas 77075.
Okay. Thanks for the information. As I look into your account was canceled. It was a refund for the $180.
Okay, when did they put it back in? Because I've been leaving some messages and not talking to anybody.
Okay, ma'am, it can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, no problem. You know what? I appreciate you very much, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I've been talking to other people, and they've been rude with me. They've been hanging the phone up in my face and all this good stuff. Y'all got some guys there and even some young ladies. They did the same thing on City, listening to what I'm trying to tell them, what I'm calling for. They want to sell me this medical alert thing. Oh, just all kind of stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to sell nothing to nobody, but like I told them, that's not what I'm calling about. I'm not interested in that. I know all about this stuff. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm high risk. I am a sick woman. I cannot go outside. I can't be around nobody but my husband. So I have to stay in this house for another 30 days, as long as I have to stay in here. And I can't get out. I can't go nowhere. I can't do anything but do what I can do in my house. And I'm disabled. My thing is, I'm not going to mistreat anybody, because at the end of the day, before the end of the day, something's going to happen with me from mistreating somebody. So you got to be careful how you treat people. And I appreciate you taking the time, explaining things to me, being very professional with me the right way. Because they haven't been. And they need to practice on treating people the way they want somebody to treat them or treat their mama. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I'm old enough to be a lot of mama. And there ain't no way I would even go out the way and mistreat anybody. I mean, they've been very, very ugly with me. But this ain't the first time they done shipped some stuff like this. I say, now, I told them good. I will call them, or they call me. Don't just go in that account, because the other bills get paid out of that account. And my husband went to pay the house note. He was like, somebody went in and took $187 out of here. I said, what you talking about? He said, yeah, they took it for you. I said, and who is it? He said, I'm Omax people. I said, you got to be kidding. He said, no, I'm not. And see, the last bills I got, they did the same thing to me. I done told them and told them. I keep telling them. They're going to lose me as a customer if they can't stop. You know, yes. I've been dealing with them for a long time, for a few years now, but ain't no way if somebody told me to call them, or they will call us when they need their bills, that's when I would deal with that person. I wouldn't take it up on myself in a recession like we are in right now. Things are not going to be the same. Everything done changed over. So I just wouldn't do it just to try to get me a bonus, whatever, make it look like I done made me a sale. I wouldn't just go in these people's account and do this to them. Because times is hard, and don't nobody working here, sweetheart, with my husband. They don't give me anything. I don't get nothing from the state or the government. They say because I got a husband. Now, I think that's stupid. It's a lot of things I can't do, sweetie. I can't mop my floor. I can't sweep my floor. And to put my underclothes on, I have to use one of those third hands. So I wouldn't dare mistreat somebody like me. I can't even put socks or stockings on myself. You know what I'm saying? I can give myself a shower. I can put my clothes on. I can't even iron. I got to be careful trying to cook anything. I don't cook. Now, it's my husband is here, so he can help me. Because I can't continue to stir. Because I have a lot of serious illness. And like I told him, I got this pacemaker fibrillator in my heart. And everything I say and you say, everything is being recorded. And I tell them they shouldn't be kind of trying to call here and upset me. That's what the guys have been doing. They've been really upsetting me when I call y'all. The last 2 days or 3 days I've been calling, they've been very ugly with me because I want them to. I say, first of all, ain't nothing been sent here. These pills arrived yesterday. Could you send me that you send stuff back with, you know what I'm talking about, return things. Can you send me one of those so I can return these pills?
Okay, well, ma'am, you can do so. All this coronavirus going on, we're not taking any products.
But they're going to have to take them back.
No, you have a refund. You can throw them away or whichever you choose.
But tell me this. Do they have a right to just go in your account and do what they want to do?
I mean, you were into a subscription.
Yeah, but I told them do not. But this is what I did. I talked to a supervisor and asked them to put on the account, do not send anything here without talking to me over the phone. I done told them this a number of times, and she told me she was sorry. I just had a hip surgery replacement the last time I talked to her. And since then, I just had another one done. So I don't understand why are they just going in an account and messing with money, and they know we're in a recession right now. Things are very tight. There's a lot of things, and I can't even go out of my house, sweetheart. I can't tell you the last time I've been out. I can't go to church. I can't go to the store. I can't go nowhere. I can't even be around people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sad, but it's good that I know the Lord, and I pray all the time, all day and all night, and I keep pressing on, saying, Lord, help is on the way. If it wouldn't be for God, I don't know what would I do. and my poor husband. That's who helped take care of me. I have three kids. You know how people have their own thing. They got their kids they have to take care. They can't even bring the kids around me. They can't come around me.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I have to be quarantined because I'm high risk.
Yes,
I got a lot of other illness, and I can't be around people. All my doctors have called in here and asked me, please, do not go out this house. Don't go nowhere. Please do not go out this house. Whatever I do, don't go out of here. Don't let nobody come in here. Don't even open that front door. Don't go to the front door. Don't go outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Because my immune system is low, I will catch whatever somebody have. If somebody cough or sneeze, I'm going to get whatever that person have. That's how bad it is. So, you know, people don't understand. And I, you know what? The good thing about it, I'm used to staying in my house, sweetie. It don't really bother me about me have to stay in here because long as I have the Lord in my life, He gives me guidance and wisdom, strength, courage, and faith to go on. And I pray for the whole United States all day, all night, sweetie. I just keep praying. People say, you show prayer. I say, yeah, because God is good all the time.
Yes, and all the time.
I say, He makes no mistakes. I say, He watches over all of us.
Yes, ma'am.
All of us. I say, He is the man that holds the future.
Yes, ma'am.
You're in trouble, that's who you go to.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, a lot of people say, why are you always praying? I said, honey, if you don't know the Lord, you better get to the Lord. That's the number one man in my life. I said, because that's the man can open up some doors and work some things out for you.
So right. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, he good all the time, baby. I've been knowing the Lord since I was a little girl. One doctor asked me, how long have you been knowing about the Lord? I said, since I was a little girl, a baby. I grew up in the church, and it's not the church. The church is in you.
So, right.
It's what's in your heart, what's been instilled in you for you to carry it on. And that's what my parents taught me. Grandparents, dad, that's what they taught me. My mama, that's what they taught me. And I know the Lord one-on-one, because I'm going to tell you something, sweetheart. I done left here 6 times, and they thought I was going to be gone. But the Lord brought me back. I never left. I was blind going into a stroke or a heart attack right after I had this hip surgery. They sent me home. And I say it was about maybe 2 or 3 weeks after that. I had to call a cold blue. My husband wasn't here. He was at work. They had to come get me out of here. Then they came and got me out of here a lot of times. So it don't bother me because I know the Lord. If I didn't know the Lord, I wouldn't be here now. So I told him, you know what? Like they said, a cat got 9 lives. They're hard to kill. You got to be careful messing with God's angels.
You're right.
You know, they say these people are crazy or this or that and the other. Person ain't crazy. Y'all the ones. Y'all, you know, it's these ungodly people working in the hospitals and everywhere. They better learn how to treat people.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, they say I'm crazy. Oh, when I go to the Methodist, I don't plan on going there no time soon. They treat me bad. When I went to Herman Memorial, they treated me very, very ungodly, sweetheart. They act like I wasn't even there. I can't get out of bed and walk without a four-prong walker or a four-prong cane. They didn't want to help me get out of bed to get to the potty. The bedside, come on, I'm telling you the truth. And I cried one Sunday night. I was crying and praying on the potty. Two white nurses walked in and asked me, well, since you're having all these problems, would you like to be moved to a different floor? I said, ma'am. I said, no. I said, I ain't done nothing to nobody. I say, I'm a patient in here. I said, and if I didn't have this infection in my body from this surgery, I wouldn't be here. I said, so you know what? If there's anybody got to move, y'all can get the other people to move because I'm having to pay your salary plus theirs. And it's not through no Medicaid or Medicare. It's through my husband's insurance. So why are you going to ask me to move? Move them. Now, that's kind of ugly, don't you think so?
Yes, ma'am.
They come in and told me this. You're going to have to take this medicine, and you're going to take it right now. And we don't have time for you with your attitudes. Little young girls coming in there talking to me like that. What was they, Philippines? I told them like this. Look, sweetheart. I said, first of all, I'm going to be your mother. I haven't done anything to y'all. I don't know what's going on in your life at home. What's really going on wherever. You're not going to take your problems out on me. I'm going to need you to take that little thing that you're rolling and get your butt out of my room and don't come back no more. So they go out there, oh, she fired us. She fired me. She fired me. I sent three of them out the room because you don't talk to me in kind of way. Now when I'm here paying your salary and I'm going to watch y'all very close what y'all try to give me and what y'all trying to feed me. Because I know how they are. They'll give you something to knock you out. So I told them, I said, yeah, y'all done gave me a shot. They go like, y'all give me something in the IV, talking about this or that or the other. This ain't what you're putting in there. You're putting something in there to put me to sleep. I say, as soon as I finish eating my supper, I say, I looked at the clock. I thought it was 8 o'clock, honey. It was 12 o'clock at night. I say, you know what? Y'all know what y'all doing, and God ain't pleased with what you're doing. I told one little girl, she said, I'm trying to protect my REN license. I said, I don't want your license nor you, sweetheart. I said, all I want y'all to do is treat me right. Just treat me right. That's all I want. And I say, you gonna have your license. You'll have your job. But if you don't do right, I say, I'll add your name to the list. I had me a list that I was writing down their names, and they was coming at me, mistreating me. They thought I was crazy. Oh, Ms. Bates was truly taking names. Taking names. I wasn't playing with them. I say, it's sad that you got to be in a place they don't want to come and help you. They know your situation. And I said, I got to go to the bathroom. I have to go because when I had a back surgery, the doctor really messed my bladder up. I think he nicked it. That's what they said. But the urine just come out like you open up a water faucet. It just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. I had to wear Tanner pads, the overnight ones, all day long. Two of them. They big. I got to wear them all day and all night. To keep from wetting on myself, and I pray I don't wet on myself. But see, they don't know what I'm dealing with, so I'm like, okay, I'd expect for them to do this or do that for me. My husband brought these pads to the hospital and paid for them like you always do because they don't have the proper pads that I need. But he didn't have to do it, but I told him no. Don't let me be like that. Go get the pads and bring me another case up in here. Bring me some more in here so I have what I need. So one nurse was just trying to go get them free. I said, hold up, ma'am. I said, that's my personal property. I say, you don't mess with those unless you talk to me. Because y'all don't have those here. I mean, you know, they didn't want to clean me up, sweetie. I had to clean my own self. One Sunday, I had to call my husband and ask him to hurry up and get up there so he can help clean me up. It's really sad.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
For somebody to mistreat somebody that's disabled. Because they never know when something's going to happen to them. And all these people worrying about now is trying to hold on to their jobs. They ain't worried about the people at all. But you got to be careful how you treat people because you know what? As I said, you can be talking to one of God's angels and don't know it, and you can be mistreating them. Like I told the doctor, I said, I love you, doctor. He said, you don't know me. I said, come a little closer to the bed. I said, yes, I'm one of God's sent angels. I say, the knowledge, the technology that you're doing, the Lord is giving you it, all that you need. I say, he's giving you the knowledge. I say, he's guiding you. He's putting his brains into your head, into your heart and your hands, and helping you to do a successful job. I said, it wouldn't be for him. You wouldn't have this job. He just looked at me. But I wasn't lying. One doctor told me, he said, people come in here like you come in here. He said, I wasn't looking for you to be combing your hair and you just glowing. He said, most people come in here like you came in. They go out of here in a black bag. I said, see, God ain't ready for me. I said, when that time and date is by, that's when I'm leaving. It's not when y'all think, yeah, I won't go. I'm not going by what y'all say. I'm going by what he says. So, you know, it's just sad. I don't understand some of these doctors, they just after money. I done switched some doctors, too. You know, because all they after is money. Especially the foreign ones. God forgive me, they're after money. They don't have you at heart. They're looking at what they can live off of. Take a month or two. Big time vacations. I know about all that when it's time to buy a new car for your wife, a diamond, somebody wants to go to college or something. Then they're ready to cut on you and do surgery. And then when they get through the surgery, they don't have nothing to do with you. But I say their day is coming.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize.
But I'm not going to keep you, sweetie. I appreciate you. But keep treating people like you're treating them. And trust me, you're going to go a long ways. Who knows? One day you may be a supervisor somewhere. Because you got a good personality.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank God for that.
And allow your refund. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days. If you haven't received it, just give us a call, okay?
Okay, because I'm going to let my husband know, because he the one that, you know, goes out and get on a computer and stuff. I don't put the computer, baby, because I got thyroid for Graves' disease also. So Graves' disease will help you lose your eyes quicker, your eyesight quicker than anything. And all this technology stuff with all these lights and stuff, like the computers and things, the doctor told me to stay away from those. So I'm doing what they say do, so I can see. So nobody won't have to dress me up. I'm thinking I'm looking decent and I got all these mixed match colors on. I said, I'm not just letting nobody do that to me. Not if I can help myself. But, you know, I still press on. I still do things. I be in chronic pain 24/7, but I don't complain. One lady said, I never hear you say nothing about your hurting or your legs. I got lymphedema in my legs real bad. She said, I don't never hear you complaining. I told her, it ain't nothing to complain about. What I have to do is pray about it, not complain. I'm not a person to sit down and complain. I could be hurting and you never know. That's how good I know how to control it. And, you know, a lot of people are surprised to say, you don't say nothing to nobody. You don't bother people. No, I don't. I say because I know my father got my back. So I don't have to complain. So I'm going to let you go, sweetie, but you have a good day. Be very careful of your surroundings. And try not to catch this stuff out there.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day of OMAX.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.